Yeah, I'm really excited. I think that you guys were able to see it through OTAs. There was the energy and excitement that we played with, and I thought the execution we played with was really good and something to build off and be excited about coming into fall camp here. And so, you know, really looking forward to getting back on the field and picking up where we left off. And I feel like like Coach Munch said, I feel very comfortable and very confident in what we're doing. I understand it, I know it, and I believe in it. And I think that when you have those things, you're able to go out and play the best of your ability.
How much easier does it make it? Last year, you've been mad share reps all the way through, split starts and preseason games. Just getting to enjoy the reps, starting games, getting more flow. How much does that help you?
I think it'll be nice. You know, it's a difference, and I think that being able to work out some of those kinks early on and have the opportunity to do it with backed up weeks, you know, find ways to continue to improve throughout the preseason. It will be nice knowing where you stand each week and being able to play with that confidence.
Jake, you've talked about how the pressure that people are trying to put on you, nobody puts more on you except yourself. How are you looking forward to seizing this opportunity now? Everyone's looking at this team saying they'll go as far as you take them.
Yeah, and I think that's an awesome place to be because, like I said, I feel very confident, very comfortable in what we're doing right now. And so I'm excited about that opportunity.
You use the phrase play fast. You think style system maybe will allow you to play faster. Can you talk about that a little bit? That's accurate.
Yeah. I think I touched on that earlier, just the confidence aspect. You know, you play your best and you play your fastest, I think, when you're confident and you have a really good understanding of what you're doing, and that's what I feel like I have.
This offense seemed, even in OTA, to be look a little different with and without Delaney, and now he's not going to be with you for a while. How do you kind of overcome that, and how do you account for his ultimate presence when he's not going to be around you?
You touched on it. You know that he's a game changer, a guy that creates matchups for you inside, outside. He allows you to do some different things. So, you know, we understand that we'll have that opportunity when he does get healthy and gets back on the field for us. So, you know, he's got a place within this offense where he's going to be explosive and dynamic for us, and I think that that's not going to go away. You just understand that he gives you an opportunity to maybe do some things that you can't do without him.
Jake, one of the things Mark talked about was how this training camp is going to be real physical, and there's going to be a lot of finishing and the competitive nature of the team throughout the season. Is that something you look forward to, seeing the guys sort of on edge a little bit more, maybe potential for some more scraps and some fun?
I think you see that every camp just because it's hot. It's your first time back after a while. Everybody's pretty fired up. And then, you know, you get into week two, you've been going against the same guy 7 days in a row, and you know, he might have beat you or you might have beat him, whatever. There's those personal battles start kind of coming in, and you do see a little bit of that, but I think that's good. I think that as long as it's not getting out of control and you're not trying to hurt your teammates, as long as it's in a good competitive nature, I think that that's how you improve and get better.
Do you see this one being a little more charged?
I think you saw a little bit in OTAs, yeah. So I expect it to be fiery and competitive, yeah.